listening to Blick on Flicks with Jacob Clark Blickenstaff, brought to you by the National Science Teachers Association. Today's episode, Ready Player One, All Hail Pop Culture.
People come to the Oasis for all the things they can do. But they stay because of all the things they can be. It's the only place that feels like I mean anything.
This isn't just a game. I'm talking about actual life and death stuff.
The Oasis, the world's most important economic resource.
It's nothing less than a war
for control of the future.
Steven Spielberg has gotten into the adaptation of young adult fiction game with Ready Player One, or RPO, a science fiction action-adventure film based on the 2011 novel of the same title by Ernest Cline. While Spielberg and the stars should not be looking for Oscar nominations for this film, it does have a ton of fun pop culture references, a nonstop plot, and ways for science teachers to introduce haptic communication and frames of reference. RPO is set in 2045, in a dystopian future where people escape their lives through a virtual world called Ontologically Anthropocentric Sensory Immersive Simulation, or OASIS. Wade Watts, played by Ty Sheridan, is an orphan who lives in a neighborhood known as the Stacks, where multiple layers of mobile homes are piled one on top of the other. Players like Wade create an avatar in OASIS that can look like anything they can imagine, human or not human. Wade's avatar is called Parzival, based on one of the Knights of the Round Table in Arthurian legends. Avatars like Parzival interact with each other and with objects in the virtual world, including clothing, cars, and weapons. Parzival, Wade, has a number of friends and allies in OASIS, who he eventually meets in real life. Parzival's key ally is Artemis, or Samantha, played by Olivia Cooke. An avatar can collect or make items of value in the OASIS to use or trade with others. If your avatar is killed, your items are dropped for others to collect, and your in-game money is lost. Near the start of the film, one of the co-creators of OASIS announces that three keys have been hidden in the game, and the first person to collect all three will receive an Easter egg that will give that player control and ownership of OASIS. Just so you know, Easter eggs are hidden features in video games that sometimes confer special powers on the player. One of the first Easter eggs was in the Atari 2600 game, Adventure, which features prominently in the solving of the puzzle in RPO. It shouldn't be a plot spoiler to say that Wade Parzival finds the keys and the Easter egg with the help of Artemis and his other friends. The main antagonist in RPO is Nolan Sorrento, played by Ben Mendelsohn, head of Innovative Online Industries, or IOI. IOI is a competitor of Gregarious Games, the company that created and runs OASIS. IOI has hundreds of employees searching for the keys and the Easter egg so that it can take over OASIS and profit from the game. To make the virtual reality experience immersive for players, they wear 3D goggles, interactive clothing, and walk on omnidirectional treadmills. Folks with little money in the real world have basic rigs that just include goggles and a glove or two. The wealthy have full body suits that transmit real sensations of touch and temperature to players. Devices that communicate with users through touch are called haptic devices. You probably use haptic tools without knowing it. Haptic controls are also called touch interfaces because the device is communicating back to the user through what the user feels in their hands, skin, or muscles. Your students almost certainly have used video game controllers that vibrate in certain game situations, like driving off the road in a car racing game. Your smartphone vibrating in your pocket is another example of haptic communication. Industrial applications include excavation machines that push back on the control stick when the scoop encounters an obstacle. The operator can then feel the size of a buried rock and work around it. For a virtual reality system to truly be convincing, your body should feel the physical sensations appropriate to what you're seeing in the display. Ideally, if you're walking through a virtual desert, your skin should feel warm, or if you open a virtual refrigerator, you should feel something like a handle in your hand, and you should feel some cool air in front of you. This is what the bodysuit, gloves, and treadmills do for players in RPO. There are some major challenges in dealing with gravity, though. At one point, Parzival and Artemis visit a dance club in OASIS and end up flying/floating all around the virtual space. The VR experience of this would be tremendously disorienting, though, because Wade and Samantha's physical bodies are still feeling their weight. There's no way for the suit to make them feel weightless. Einstein's equivalence principle tells us that they would need to be in free fall around the Earth, or in deep space, far from any mass, to have that floating feeling. Floating in a tank of water would be close, but not a total simulation. The equivalence principle says that being in a gravitational field is indistinguishable from being in an accelerated frame of reference. The classic thought experiment is to be inside a box with no windows. A person inside the box would have no way of figuring out if they were in that box at rest on Earth, or in a rocket accelerating at 9.81 meters per second squared in deep space. Similarly, they would have no way of knowing if they were in deep space with no significant gravitational field, or in free fall around the Earth. Science, technology, engineering, and math teachers who want to connect a fun movie to their content could use Ready Player One to talk about frames of reference, the equivalence principle, and haptic technology.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website, www.nsta.org, and search for Blick on Flicks.